it back. Boy, what a day, what a day. Overcast skies, but it's a beautiful day because we've got beautiful news, great news. 32nd Annual Magic 102.1, 97.9 The Box, Praise HD, Los Magnificos Car Show and Concert. And to talk about it, we have in the studio...
J-Mac.
GT.
Good morning, everyone. Mad Hatter, how you do?
Mad Hatter. I like, why don't you say GT Main?
GT Main.
Yeah, what's happening, fellas? This is amazing that this car show has been going on for so long. The longest running car show event in the southern United States with over 400 customized cars, bikes, motorcycles, entertainers, all kind of great stuff going on. Let's talk about the cars. Where are all these cars coming from?
They're from far and wide, man. You got a group of people who are just car fans, and they trick out these cars, and they put a lot of work, money, and time into it. And, you know, after you put that kind of time into something, you want to share that with somebody, especially after you probably put a couple of good $1,000 in some of these cars, probably more than thousands. Yeah, yeah, exactly. So this gives you the opportunity to come out there. It's kind of like bragging on your ride. You know, this is traditionally what we all do. Yeah. We put some nice wheels on our car, we trick it out inside out, we put, you know, some 8x8s or whatever in the sound system, and then we go ride up and down the street real slow so everybody can see it and say, look at me, I'm flying.
Yeah, and giving everybody a full body massage with the base.
I guess you can look at it like that. And so you got an incredible opportunity at this car show to see hundreds of cars tricked out in much the same fashion. And I'm one of those kind of guys, I won't spend that money on my car to do that, but I love looking at all the other folks in their cars like that. You know what I'm saying? Because there's some guys, you can tell they put their heart and soul into it. They got cars that represent where they're from and where they're at and what they're going through, and just various amounts. And that, and just not just cars, too. You got bikes as well. You got bicycles, if you will.
Really?
And they're all tricked out.
They have bicycles?
Oh, they got, if you have never seen a tricked out bike, and the time.
I saw Pee Wee Herman's.
You know. I don't know about the Pee Wee Herman bike. But let me, you know what, the cool thing is, if you get the opportunity to talk to the guys, like I like to get there earlier so I can just walk around and talk to some of the guys, because then you start finding out the stories, like the one guy who started working on his bike 2 years ago, waiting for the opportunity to present at the car show. Then he tells you the story behind it. You know, it was one cat out there. He had a bike. He was a huge Texans fan. So he had to first, you know, you got to put the concept in your mind and have it illustrated. Then you got to draw it out. And then you got to figure it out. And then you got to start going, you know, doing all the things necessary to trick it out, to make it look the way that you think it should look in your imagination. And it takes a lot of time. It's not overnight. This is something that takes months or maybe even a couple of years, maybe 1 or 2 good years to get the way you want it to get. And after you finish that work and you put that time in, you're like, now it's time for me to present my baby to the world.
Yeah.
So I can sit there and go like, man, people come there. Oh, look at that, man. You're like, yeah, I did that.
Now, are there prizes or?
They win cash. Absolutely. They win cash every single year. And I forgot the amounts. They're so huge.
Wow.
But they do win money. And it's a ton of them. Bikes, motorcycles, cars, the whole nine.
Who gets to vote on the winners?
The Los Magnificos custom people. This is what they do. They've been doing it 32 years. Wow. And so they have a whole format. They know exactly what they want, how they want it, first place, second place, third place, the whole nine. And oftentimes, unfortunately, this is the bad part. People have a tendency to forget about the cars, the bikes and all that, because it becomes all about the concert.
Yeah.
And I get it. It's a huge concert. This year, it's probably one of the biggest that we've ever had, because we got a lot of your favorites from right here out of H-Town all the way to national.
Yeah. You know? Well, who's going to be on in the concert performing?
We got a huge lineup. You got Wale. You got let's start with, if you're a great Magic 102 fan, we got some great old school 90s R&B for you. We got 112. We got Jagged Edge. We got Drew Hill. Okay, So you got that. If you're an old school hip hop head, when I say Dougie Fresh and Slick Rick, already know what you're going to get there. You know, if you're a little younger, and I say Wale, and I say Ray Shrummerd, and I start saying T Fly, names like, you know what I'm talking about.
Lil Boosie.
Go on it. Now that's what you want to see. I feel where you're going. You got a whole lot of that too at the concert too. And then we got a whole bunch of the favorites right out the H-Town, from Beat King and Propane.
Kirk Cobain.
Yeah, you just got a lot. DeBando, all these guys. They'll be, and there's various stages too. So it's going to be a lot of activity. It can be overwhelming because you got a lot of food. You got a lot of it's food. It's you can take pictures. You got vendors. You got the cars. It's kid friendly too. Now some of the rap stuff, you know. But you know, here's the funny thing about the car show. What you've seen over the years is that it becomes a family affair. And I think because hip hop is so, it's so part of our culture now. It's what, 30, 40 years old now.
Yeah.
So you got parents who are comfortable and familiar with what hip hop is.
And the
so
kids,
the whole family, they come out as one. And then when you have a big show like this, you got a little bit of something for everybody.
Yeah.
You know, and then again, it's a good opportunity for you to get out the house. All right. And it's in the daytime too. It's from 11 in the morning till about 7 o'clock at night. Gives everybody opportunity to, you know, get together, you know, have a great day, take some pictures, have some memories with one another, and then get home in time to go watch some more college football before all of it goes.
And it's going to be at the NRG, of course.
Yes, it's going to be at the center. We have it. We've had it there as many years as it's been going on. I think we've had it at the same center. We might have moved it around a little bit, but yeah, this is where it's going to be this year.
Yeah, the entire Magic crew is going to be there. The Box crew. It's going to be quite a big event. Now, what's the age range? I know you did say it's a family affair, but
never seen an age range. You'll see it all. Like I said, you see parents who bring their kids. Because, you know, you got some people who come out there strictly for the cars.
Yeah.
I mean, sometimes we get, you know, when you work in our business, you think people coming out there for the concert. There's a huge amount of people that will come out there just to see cars. You have to understand, cars are a part, for me, you know, in my community, you know, cars is a big part of that. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So you got people who are crazy about cars. And, you know, every once in a while, you know, you get a group of people. It's not just the tricked out cars, too. It could be the guy that just has a, you know, $200,000, $300,000 Rolls Royce Maybach.
Yeah.
Sometimes it's just nice to see the guy with the Maybach and just touch that for a little bit. It's like, yeah, if I just work hard, maybe I can get one of those.
Haven't seen a Maybach with those jumping hydraulics yet, huh?
I don't think after you have a $300,000 car, you're going to see that. But anything is possible at the car show. I'm just saying. If I spend $300,000, I don't want no extra amenities.
Yeah. I like to walk around and take pictures with all these cars, me personally.
Yeah, and that's what a lot of people do, too, man. You take pictures. It's really a fun afternoon, man.
What's more interesting, the car itself, is the display that they put on for the car. Like, they put the carpet down.
Some people
put like a whole living room on
that's
display,
right.
You know?
Yeah,
they trick out the whole display.
Yeah, it's not just your car.
You have the models
here.
Around the car, the women around the car, the furniture,
which is important
TVs.
For
I'm like, yo, this is nice.
And then they have their trophies, too, because a lot of these guys, they compete in all these car affairs, if you will. And so you see their trophies where they've come in number one on several occasions, and it's their business.
Yeah.
Their business is their car, and that's all they think about 24/7, 365. So they're there. So they're not there for the concert. They're there to win that number one prize so they can get some money and go to that next car show.
Yeah,
because when you look at some of the awards, they have best lowrider car, best lowrider truck.
Absolutely.
Best traditional car. What's best bomb? What is that?
Don't have me lie to you.
Man, we don't want to find out.
Could it be a jalopy?
I don't think they have. No, I'm sure.
The bomb. Oh, yeah. The bomb.
Best import, best custom car.
Like, you got me on those.
Custom truck. Just a whole row of best of things to see at the car show.
It's like I said, it's an amazing show, man. I think people will really enjoy it. If you really love cars, you're a car guy or gal, so to speak, you got little kids or car kids, just the cars itself. Again, like I said, because it's so big, it can be a little overwhelming. It's a big room, a lot of space for you to move around in, a lot for you to take in, too, because there's so much going on. Like I said, there's tons of vendors, and it's just it's a lot going on. You know, there's music over here, music over there. This guy's doing this, and it's a show for the guy that has the tricked out cars. This is a show for them, so they're putting on a show just in their section where their car is.
How many people come out to the car show?
Oof, thousands. Oof. We're generally in the tens of thousands every year.
I know the biggest
like
one ever was
26,000.
Yeah, I'm about to say when we had the Best in Texas show, that was 30,000.
Yeah.
That's a show just to come out. People watch.
Yeah, absolutely.
If you want to do that, and I always tell people, here's the thing too. Come out there dressed comfortably. This should not be the place for you to
Wear your new shoes.
Yeah, you want to be comfortable because you'll be walking around and, you know, I mean, now you got expert high heel wearers out there and mama can get down like that. But I'm just saying maybe you want to be a little more comfortable. That's all I'm saying.
No pajamas, though.
Right, Jermaine. You're right. Not that comfortable. But you got your flip flops and pajamas on. Maybe not that comfortable.
Yeah. And let's not forget, bigger than the show itself, $1 off of each ticket sold will be donated to the Houston Food Bank to help fight hunger in Houston.
Yeah, maybe. So it's a concert with it's a show with a cause as well.
Yeah, they do a lot of good work here. Yeah. Well, the Radio 1 family is very happy to be a part of this, the 32nd annual Los Magnificos Car Show and Concert. Now, where are tickets available?
Ticketmaster. Get your tickets right now. And by the way, since GT mentioned about the tickets, 21 advance, day of show is 26. I get them now much, much cheaper. $21. All this for $21. A lot of people want to go just see one of their favorite groups. You know, but in a lot of those groups, if you just go see them alone, that is way more than the $20.
Oh, so sure.
It's an amazing day, man. Very good ticket price and, good opportunity for you to get out with the family, have some fun.
And, of course, there'll be all kind of food and refreshments and the like.
Absolutely. You don't have to bring any food or anything like that. Beverage, don't bring anything. You are good once you get there. There's places where you can get food and drink and stuff like that.
Are you allowed to bring a folding chair? I never thought about that.
I don't think so. This is a standing affair only.
Gotcha.
Oh, okay.
And so is there a link to your website where we can get the tickets?
You have the link on your website. There's all that information. If you go to the Magic website, it is all there. It should send you straight to where you need to be. And there's also an app, and I have not downloaded, but there's a really cool app that they have as well that you can download that has all the information on it as well as it relates to car show. And it might show you pictures and have, interviews of previous car show stuff that you can get into as well. So it's a real cool car show. So probably just go to Los Magnificos Custom Car Show app, and you can download that absolutely free.
There, myhoustonmagic.com, theboxhouston.com, or straight to Ticketmaster.
Straight to Ticketmaster.
Yeah.
Don't need no middleman. If you want to just see some cool stuff on the website, go to that Magic website and check it out.
Absolutely. Or the Box website. Yes. Hey, it's all there. Either one.
Yes. It's a family affair here.
A family affair. The Radio 1 family. Yeah.
It's a family affair.
All right. Yeah.
Boom, 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 boom. It's a family affair.
One child.
It's a family affair.
So coming out and Joe with the family.
This is great. I love it. And of course, don't forget tonight, the Mad Hatter. You got a mixed show coming up at 7.
What?
Mad Hatter gets around.
Yeah.
What you gonna be playing on your mix, Hatter?
We do a show called a Super Throwback Party. Right after Funky Larry. Funky Larry and Walter D have an incredible blues kind of like throwback show that they do that's awesome. Right after they come on, do they think from 5 to 7, from 7 to 9, I got a show called the Super Throwback Party where we keeps it old school.
Now that you mention that, I was listening to that on the way home last night after
comes
the club.
Comes on late nights.
And I got home, I didn't even get go in the house because you were doing some Run DMC back to back, and I just sat in the garage. Wow. I had to listen to the whole thing.
Special double play.
Yes, indeed.
I don't know what tonight's episode is.
You don't know what you're going to do tonight?
A few weeks back, I was listening. I was out one late Friday, Saturday night, heard a little T.S. Monk up in there.
You don't know nothing about that T.S. Monk. You don't know nothing about that T.S. Monk.
I don't know.
Give me the good life. You know about
Give it to me.
You want to go to old school school? Holla at your boy tonight.
Old school.
So I'm going to learn tonight.
First of all, you learn all the time. You with me because I keeps it old school at all times.
So can we get a super throwback party set at the car show from you? It's normally me. So I am passing the reins to you this year.
You know what, GT? You're an experienced old school cat yourself. I know you like to get all ratchet with your younger set, but you can hold it down. I'm going to let you do you. I'm just going to come over there and talk a little bit.
We'll do it like that.
Yes, sir. And then again, thank you guys for allowing us to be here to talk about the Los Angeles car show. I think it's going to be
awesome.
Yeah,
you can drop by anytime.
Well, thank you, sir. I appreciate it.
Yes,
it's going to be an awesome show. I think everybody will really enjoy it. And like I said, you got the 90s R&B with the 112 and Drew Hill, Jagged Edge. That's going to be awesome in itself.
Yeah, we're going to all have big fun.
Yes,
big fun. That's next Saturday, folks, 11 o'clock in the morning to 7 in the evening. And, of course, parking is plenty of parking, right?
Oh, yes.
And
yes.
I guess there's a fee for the parking. You pay that in cash.
Yep.
But it's going to be a great time for everybody. Again, log on to myhoustonmagic.com. We're 97.9 The Box.
Yes.
And theboxhouston.com.
But they get the same information going to the Magic website. You can go right there. You don't have to try to think about all that. Just go to the Magic website. You're always there anyway, and it will take you exactly to where you need to be.
And, of course, you can download the new Los Magnificos Car Show app right now and get live updates, direct links to purchase your tickets, and check out the hottest R&B lineup performing at this year's show.
There it is.
The app is available at on Android, Google Play, or the Apple App Store, smartphone, and other devices. Download it now, and you won't miss a thing at the 32nd Annual Los Magnificos Car Bike Car Show and Concert. I think it's you should do it right now.
Sounds good to me, sir.
All right.
Thank you so much.
Thank you, everybody.
And everyone, have a great morning.
All right. Thank you so much. And thank you for being a part of Sunday Morning Live on the People's Station, Magic 102.1.